Constable Mitch Gannett of the Peace Regional RCMP. He's the Community Liaison Officer, and he joins us on the line. Constable, thank you very much for joining us today. The monthly look with the RCMP focuses on break and enters, especially to personal and seasonal property this month. First of all, if I can, sir, please get your comments on the fact that break and enters are happening a little more frequently now that the weather is warmer.
Yeah, you bet. So every year we get a uptick on break and enters to seasonal properties as well as residences. This is combated. We use added proactive patrols in the areas as well as targeting prolific offenders in the area. So we like to remind people to keep their seasonal properties locked. And if they're not available to check on their properties, have someone do that frequently. We tend to see that mitigates some of the issues as well as reporting. We like to push reporting. A lot of people see it as not a use of the RCMP's time if it's something small, but we like to push people reporting to us whenever they have their property broken into.
You brought this up as a good point, Constable, the fact that residents may have more than one property in more than one locale. How difficult is it for residents just to keep an eye on their properties, whether it be personal or seasonal?
We do find it's definitely more of a challenge for a lot of residents in the area, especially if they do have more than one property. We tend to push surveillance if that is an option. A lot of these rural locations, those surveillance is not possible with cameras and alarm systems and such. So we do like to have people check on their property periodically, as well as our proactive patrols. We like to keep those up, especially in the nice months here coming up.
How often do you think we should check on them?
I would say at least at a minimum, once to twice a week would be ideal. We do see a lot of properties that are broken into. When they are reported, it comes back to almost a 30-day time delay, or up to a 30-day time delay. So we do like to see more proactive reporting as well as checking the property based on everything else. So,
Constable, what are some of the tips and tricks that you might have to maybe keep property crime down?
Yeah, so lights are a great one. If you're able to keep on outdoor lights to a property, that's great, as well as vehicles. We find most people, in my experience anyways, in our experience, they do not break into properties when somebody's home. So if people do believe that somebody's home, they're less likely to go through. A lot of the times they are prowling the area for an extended period of time, waiting for people to leave and adjusting that way.
Maybe relying on the neighbors. How often or how much are the neighbors a good resource to keep that property crime down?
We have a great community as far as I think neighbors go, honestly. I would say using neighbors as a resource to check in property and even alerting you if somebody's there and they're not sure, that's a great resource to have. And without a doubt, you can always call the RCMP and we'll be there right away.
Especially now that the May long weekend is coming up?
Yeah, that's exactly it, right? Prolific property offenders, they know that people are leaving their residences and their seasonal properties, especially for events such as a long weekend. So it's great to have somebody check in on it if able.